There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Into the sunshine and the new day. It's Monday, the 20th of July, another week to look forward to. Hopefully you're having a great life, you're having a great summer, a great July, and you'll have a great week, starting with a great day today. Here to help you out with that is Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our theme, maybe one of the main themes of the day today, is understanding what these Islamic militants are doing to recruit a new generation of terrorists, the things that they are doing to get young children brainwashed to think that the way they think is the way to think, if you know what I mean, whether it's there or here. We have the information on the fellow who shot up Chattanooga, what he was all about. I thought, and I think I said something to this effect last week, when there was a lot of activity back to September 11th, and then after September 11th, there were a lot of people who criticized the people who were supposedly the leaders of the Muslim religion for not underscoring how horrible what went on was. And then over the years since then, I think there has been more criticism, and I believe it to be appropriate, that many of the so-called Muslim leaders, whoever they are, wherever they are not speaking out. And then I think a year or so ago, I felt that that changed. There have been a couple of incidents where it's just been so horrific and so obvious that they needed to speak out, or if that's not fair or kind, they felt like it was time for many of them to speak out. And I say that because I noticed that Muslims in Chattanooga condemned the attack last week, mourning the dead quickly. Specifically, very quickly. They fear reprisals. They say Marines serving the country to be killed like that, it's despicable, said an imam. I don't know.
Imam.
Imam. Thank you. Right. Why'd they spell it with an E instead of an I?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, why not?
Yeah. Anyway, so I think that that's appropriate. You have all of the hoopla going on in the Middle East with Muslims and the Iranian side, after the Israelis take the point of view the Iranians aren't to be trusted because they're Muslims, because they want to kill all the Jews. And so here we have this hoopla, and that doesn't look like, as much as we are trying to settle down, either bribing, Obama called Netanyahu on Thursday, I think, and said, okay, this is not going to be as bad as you think it is, but we'll make it easier for you. We'll send you $100 million to be used for something. I don't know what it was. So now that didn't calm him down. So Defense Secretary Carter is going to Tel Aviv to try to further improve Israel's security, to bolster them against their fear. The $100 million is supposed to be to bolster their defenses in case the Iranians go back on the deal. Well, why would you make a deal with somebody if you think already they're going to go back on it? You understand how crazy this sort of thing? I mean, it's crazy to begin with that they can't get along, but they haven't, and sadly probably never will. But then the outrage over this particular deal, there is this, on both sides of the Knesset, there is this fuming going on, and there is unity in that, at least in Israel, and one more cry that Obama doesn't like the Jews. All right, so he doesn't like Israel, whatever, however you want to sway into that. Which brings me around to something else. Jennifer, you found something in your research about research that
you
the
make
administration.
Me sound so smart, I love it.
You are smart. You are very smart.
Thank you.
But the let's get to the bottom line of what the administration seems to be doing, using the housing department to try to push diversity. Would you explain?
Yeah, this is, to me, this is like the creepiest story of the day, of the week, maybe of the year. So part of President Obama's legacy will be that he has tried to create this new program using HUD. It's called the Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing Act. And what he's trying to do is collect information, mining data about everybody in the state, wherever you live, because they want to make sure there's no discrimination in neighborhoods. So they're taking information on your health, home loans, credit cards, places of work, neighborhoods, how you're
under the guise of what?
School,
under what authority?
All to document in inequalities between minorities and whites.
So
this is a story that should have you riled up. This is,
well, no, I'm
at,
I'm trying to get to where they want to use this. What are they going to do with the information?
Well, the information is going to be used so that banks can't, don't give prime loans to minorities, or schools maybe might be suspending too many blacks, cities that don't offer enough Section 8 and low-income housing for minorities, employers who turn down African-Americans for jobs with criminal backgrounds. This is another way that Big Brother is...
Yeah.
Coming to your house, coming sitting inside your living room, looking at how you...
On first blush reaction, you think this is crazy. But wait a minute. When we all do our, when we sign up for our kids for school, I have to put their race down on there. Well, how many other forms do we put our race down?
You know what?
When
I see that
application,
when I see that, I don't fill it in. It's none of their business what I am. All they need to know from me is my name, my address, my social security number, and I even push back on that oftentimes. But if it's something to do with a bank, I do not do that.
I'm the only all white guy in my house. I'm going to get everything the government can give me because I have the Latinos living with me.
Well,
even my dogs are foreigners.
Right.
I'm taking everything they got.
Great.
And you heard about how President Obama's latest plan was to make sure that there's enough diversity in neighborhoods. So he would go in and require certain amounts of Section 8 housing.
That's not exactly true. This fair housing thing is for communities that receive HUD funding. Period.
But you see, let's say on the surface that's all well and good, but do you see the social engineering that's going on with all of this?
That's,
we're going to make everything the same. We're going to make sure everybody has all the same, and that's not reality. There are plenty of people who worked harder, have more money, buy a better house, live in a better neighborhood, and they don't want Section 8 housing in their neighborhood, and they ought not to have it if they don't want it there.
And these are people that have worked really hard to maybe get where they want to be in their life and pick the neighborhood that they want, and they don't want it.
So is that discriminatory? Should people that want to live in Section 8 housing be able to live next door to my farm? I don't think so. And I'm not a snob, and I'm not an elitist. But I don't want Section 8 housing next to my farm.
But this isn't about putting Section 8 housing next to your farm. This is about communities that are already... Section 8 communities that are already receiving HUD funding.
Already receiving
most
it.
Communities, though,
right.
Most communities already get funding from HUD.
In what way? How do they use the money? Is it always the same?
I mean, think about when you've seen, I know in my community, and you'll make jokes, but it's not the nicest ever, but when
Section 8 housing belongs in your community because they would clean it up.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah,
thank you. But I've noticed, like in Studio City, I know there are HUD homes available. I know all throughout Los Angeles homes are available. Yeah, Studio City, Burbank, yes. You start looking, yes, there are HUD homes available for purchase. I mean, I look at them all the time because they're affordable to me. So you look at them, you go in. And
so are we sounding like a bunch of elitist white guys?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to check.
Until it opens up next door to you.
I don't want Section 8 housing next to my farm. You want Section 8 housing next to your apartment in New York? What's that going to be the value
already.
Of that?
I have already. It's New York City. Everything's integrated here.
Yeah. Next door?
Yeah.
You have Section 8 next door.
Yes,
well, you've got a synagogue and you got a church.
Well, it's not called Section 8 here. It's called, it's called rent control and...
Okay, rent control.
It's a little different, but yes. Yeah.
Look at Santa Monica, rent control. There you go.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's New York City.
I don't know, man.
Hello.
I don't want...
They're real people.
Actually, that's very interesting. Now that I think about it, I'm a block up from
the government's going to fix everything.
Ocean, the government
everybody
can't fix
ever
a damn
been
thing.
Road.
But no, just to
everybody
say, let me make an observation.
A nice house with a pool and a white picket fence.
I'm just now thinking about this. There is, thank you, Roberta, because you got me, you kicked my mind into a place where it hadn't been. You know where my house is? It's a block from the ocean on the Pacific Coast Highway. And I'm the second house in the block where there are really, you know, it's a better neighborhood. The first block has a couple of restaurants, but yet there's this old decrepit building where there is nothing but it's not Section 8, but it's rent control stuff. And they just announced a month ago they're going to tear it all down. There's one company that owns all the land on three streets, that first block all the way to the beach, three houses on the Canal Street, on my street, and the next day they're going to tear it all down, and they're going to put up three-story buildings that are all going to be they'll start at $1 million, and on the second floor it's going to be $2 million. The third floor is going to be $3 million.
But yeah, for people in LA, yeah.
Well, I mean, but I just think
I think what gets me is this idea, and this is what's dangerous. Look, I don't care. I like my neighborhood being diverse. In fact, it would freak me out to live in an all-white neighborhood.
Yeah.
Even though you guys make jokes about me, that's really truly how
I
feel.
Well, I really do too. Framingham's very diverse. Very
diverse.
But
here's the thing that I don't like. I don't like that the government is giving everything to everybody, to be fair, because I think it kills our whole society.
They're forcing it.
Because if you hand everybody the same house, where do you work? Why would you want to work harder? Why would you want to keep
killing instead of
go somewhere totally different if this is going to be the new norm. If we have to give everybody something because they don't have all
the time. $9 an hour.
$9
an hour. Minimum wage. We're going to be able to afford housing.
Well, that's their problem. That's not my problem. Why should that be my problem?
Yeah.
Why should they take it from me to give to them because they only make $9 an hour?
You're not taking anything. It's $9 minimum wage.
There are Koreans, there are Indians, there are Middle Eastern, there are Black, there are Hispanic or White, all in my neighborhood. And you know what? They all busted their butts to be able to buy
that
house.
Yeah, that's a nice, you got a nice neighborhood. There's $800,000 homes there.
No, I don't know. Well, some
$600,000 homes. Anyway, it's all in the, it's kind of like soup. It's all in what you throw into it. 20, where are we? 19 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, get a Swiss Gear backpack for only $10. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. While supplies last, M725.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodwork tile, and more, all for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous pre-finished 3/4-inch solid copper heavy hardwood for $3.29 and more from 99 cents. $2 instant savings on our hottest Bellawood matte finished hardwood floors. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more.
And 18-month special financing
for the floor you want at the price you deserve. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty buff and massive response.
Hey, Berkey.
Lucky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You are not awake yet. You are about to be.
Stand by.
I am the God of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
All right, our One Hit Wonder song is called Fire. See if you can figure out who this is.
It's not Taylor Swift.
Who's your what, Kenny?
Not Taylor Swift.
No, not
I don't think it's Meghan Trainor.
That's a great line. All right, so this is Fire, performed by a British psychedelic rock band. Number one this week in 1968. Call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this One Hit Wonder group. 888-302-3684. The prize is the Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray Sample Pack. We will send you, we all are talking about Cedarside all the time and what a great product it is at cedarside.com. So you want to get a sample of their spray, you'll get that as the winner of the One Hit Wonder contest. All right, cedarside.com is the place to go for all of this great product. The product here is a song that had roots in the psychedelic era that was just beginning when this thing got to the top of the charts. This is a weird song. Richie, why don't you crank it up a little more? All I remember is the first part of this. That's all I remember. How about a few tidbits about the group? Everybody ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Ready.
Yeah. By the way, the correct name for this group, there's two ways of approaching it. It's the blank, blank, blank of this guy's name or just this guy's name. Either of them will be okay. 888-302-3684. The album that contained this hit was the only album the group ever released. Lead vocalist was known for his four-octave vocal range and for wearing a burning metal helmet soaked in methanol.
That's always a smart, safe choice.
The flames from his helmet were extinguished by pouring beer on his head when they performed in public. The burning helmet led to occasional mishaps. He would
really?
Also...
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hard to figure that out. Right?
Fire and beer together, okay.
Yeah. There you go. He also stripped naked during performances oftentimes. His performances were so bizarre.
Really.
He was ejected
right now
as the opening act from the Jimi Hendrix tour. Man, that tells you something how bizarre it is. Fire was considered a class of the late 60s psychedelic scene. As I said, it sort of started. Rich, you want to start it over again?
Not really.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
All right, so let's take a trip down memory lane, shall we? We'll go to George, who's in Monrovia, Indiana. Hi, George. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, thank you. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, awesome. I've been cutting wood.
Cutting wood for next winter.
Is that code?
No, wood that landed on my house during the storm.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, you've had plenty of heavy storms there this spring and summer, haven't you?
Lots of water. Yeah. Lots of storms.
Well,
lots of trees.
But the wood's good because you can have a fire in your fireplace, right? I hope you got a fireplace.
That's true, and I heat with wood, so it does help.
Yeah, so you're all set. Okay, so identify, if you will, please, the group and or the individual responsible for this version of fire.
If I'm correct, it's the crazy world of Arthur Brown.
It is. Arthur Brown was the guy who would get naked on stage. He'd have the helmet, and they'd pour beer on his head to put the fire out. A rather strange and bizarre individual. So how
like
do you have
Iggy Pop?
Like Iggy Pop?
Just naked on stage, cutting himself up, peanut butter and glass.
Yeah, there are a lot of strange people that came out of this era. How do you happen to remember it so well?
You know what? I like all that crazy old music, that old Pink Floyd, old, you know, crazy really? British rock.
Oh, all right, so you're right at home here. Help yourself.
Almost.
I'm going to send you an array of these Cedarside spray, insect spray packs. You'll enjoy it. It's good for the safety of your home. Hold on a minute. 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, having done my radio show for many, many years, I often get questions from listeners about their elderly pets. The question usually is, Warren, what should I do if my older dog or cat is suddenly behaving differently? Well, the first thing you should be doing is taking your dog or cat to the veterinarian. Very often, when you notice changes in an older dog or cat's behavior, it could be due to a medical reason. For example, they could be having trouble hearing, so they're not responding to you the same way. Their vision could be impaired, causing them to withdraw from you. It also could be just that their mouth hurts from their teeth and gums, and they're unable to eat the way they used to. You know, when you have a dog or a cat, and they're younger, taking the dog or cat to the vet once a year is a great idea. But as they get older, it's really important to make sure your visits are more frequently. With the modern advantages of veterinary medicine, many problems can be tackled and resolved by catching them early. So if you notice any difference in your dog or cat's behavior as they get older, the first phone call should be to your veterinarian. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit
the nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
On fire, Flipper. Right? Okay.
And there's a shark attack.
They call him Flipper. 33 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli. Also, the services of Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden. Number one on Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter is the fate of Donald Trump. Some of you may or may not have heard that Mr. Trump insisted that John McCain wasn't really a war hero after all. If he was, why would he have gotten captured? That hasn't set too well with the Republican base. Trump insists, quote, "I will say what I want to say." He basically dismissed McCain's reputation as a war hero because he allowed himself to be captured.
McCain attacked him, so
yeah,
he attacked back.
The first grenade came from
McCain.
Right.
Right, yeah.
But,
so now I'm wondering what McCain's daughter, Megan, who starts a nationally syndicated radio program at 6 o'clock Eastern tonight.
That's a gift for her.
Yeah, I was going to say she's going to pay Trump for this. Yeah.
Donald Trump just sent her a big old Christmas gift wrapped up with a nice big bow.
So how's everybody else handling this, whether on the radio or, I think in this case, Kenny, let's follow our Facebook posts, because there are a ton of them here.
Before you head there.
Yeah.
Let's say that Meghan McCain went to Dad and said, "Dad, my show launches on Monday.
Could you get me some press?
Do me a favor. Call Donald Trump crazy, and let's see what he says."
Yeah. Or better yet, you have your father on the radio show with you.
Right.
So that he can do Google Gaga how successful my daughter is. You're right, exactly.
No, so, she says, Dad, call Donald Trump crazy and then come on my show Monday and let's defend the attacks.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yep.
Yeah, good opportunity.
She's a genius.
Yeah.
Doesn't like PR.
Right.
Did you hear that the Huffington Post won't cover Trump in their political section anymore?
Yeah, they're putting him in the
entertainment
section. Trump went back to her and said, Arianna Huffington is just a, she's just a glorified blog. It's basically a bunch of trash.
Aye, aye, aye. Back and forth we go. All right, so Kenny, what are our listeners saying on Facebook and Twitter?
Rob says, I was hoping Trump wouldn't self-destruct so soon.
I'm not sure that's...
I don't know that he is yet.
Yeah, I don't think that's what...
He's not a wallflower. He ain't going away, that's for sure.
That's why people like him. This energizes the people that are going to support him anyway. I mean, the people like John McCain wouldn't support him.
Yeah.
So it's the people that are tired of politics as usual that like Donald Trump.
The hard right are not big fans of McCain because he's a...
No.
But I'm not sure
they're that big a fan of Donald Trump either.
Nobody questions McCain's his war hero status. That's a given.
Except for Trump. All right, what else, Kenny?
John says, Trump is a blowhard who is damaging the Republican brand.
Nah.
He's just what Hillary needs.
No. Sorry.
If anything, he's revitalized the base.
They need somebody like him. The Republicans becomes old, staid. I've been a Republican for what? When did I declare my out? About 10 years ago, Richie, right?
For longer than
They started with their foolishness. And
yeah,
I just
you've been
said,
doing libertarian for as long as I've known you almost.
Yeah.
Harry Brown, good Lord.
I did. I voted for Harry Brown. I voted. The last Republican I voted for that won was George Bush the father. And I didn't vote for him the second time around because of the no new taxes, read my lips thing. I voted for Harry Brown then, and I voted for a bunch of other people that don't win.
That's
the way it is. Down in the front.
I vote Republican, and I typically vote for people that don't win, too.
Yeah,
right.
All right, what else, Kenny?
Margaret says, Trump is popular because Republicans are tired of watching our leaders succumb to intimidation. But his denigration of McCain's service is outrageous. He's a stunt candidate, and the stunt just went wrong.
A lot of people, I think, are going to feel that way for a while. Whether they keep that in their mind or not depends on whether he lets go of what he said and move on to somebody else or something else. Let's get to the issues, Donald, because you're right on most of the issues, and people will pay attention to you as you are correct on the issues. If you really want to have a make a difference and have a chance here, stick. Say here to him is the same as I said to the Tea Party. I thought the Tea Party was great when it got started because it felt to me like they were really going to bear down on the fiscal irresponsibility of this country and this government, which doesn't make, you know, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you're still spending more than we have to a fairly well. This guy makes a mockery out of the people who did a good job of saying he's doing a great job of spending money we don't have. Now people say, well, without Congress, you can't get it funded. Yeah, that's true. But the point is that we don't have leadership that understands the confiscatory nature of what happens when you borrow too much money and you can't pay it back. I'm a guy who can tell you what happens, and many of you the same. So you want the country to go down that road, the whole country to go down the road that Greece has gone down? No matter how deep our roots are and how healthy our country is, you can't pay 40% of your income to knock off old loans. And that's what we're doing right now. So anyway, and Trump is speaking to that and to the fiscal responsibility. The new governor of Massachusetts, if it doesn't fit into a budget, the first time they've had a budget here in 14 years in this state, we have a budget. And we've all agreed what the budget is. You can spend your money the way you want to in that budget, but when it gets outside the budget, I'm going to say no. And you're going to have to override me and stand up and be counted. If you don't adhere to what you have agreed to in terms of a budget, I'm the watchdog. I'm the gatekeeper. You've hired me to be responsible. The lawmakers in the state have said, okay, we'll spend this much money. Right. So that's all we're going to spend. You want to spend more? You have to override my vetoes, and then you are the ones who are responsible to the public for spending more than what we have here. Because you elected me saying that you were tired of the fiscal irresponsibility of the state. Okay. And why don't we do that on the federal level would be a good question, right? Why do we not do that on the federal level? Why do we just give in? We haven't had a budget in this country since Bill Clinton was president. There was never a budget when George Bush was president, and there hasn't been one since Obama's been president. So what are we doing? And you think this is funny? Hey. All right, what else, Kenny?
You just turned Jewish.
Hey.
Did y'all hear that?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
A different Doug says, the other Republican candidates are scared to death of what El Trumpo is going to say at the debates. It's going to be like a Saturday Night Live skit. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be entertaining.
The debates will be beyond entertaining.
Yeah, right. Which, by the way, I saw something from Trump. He was quoted over the weekend as saying, people are constantly attacking my hair. I don't see you coming to my defense. That was another reference to McCain, apparently. And then he keeps saying this over and over again. I don't understand why McCain is called a hero because he was captured in Vietnam.
He said he likes to go for the people who don't get captured.
Yeah.
I can't see any former POW or any veteran even supporting him.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. All right, Kenny, what else you got?
Gary says, what I like about Trump is that he says what he thinks. We may not like what he says, but at least we know where he stands.
Yeah. All right, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Let's move on into what happened this weekend down in Columbia, South Carolina. The KKK and an African-American group held rallies at South Carolina's State House. The KKK... These demonstrations, by the way, were overlapping the new Black Panther Party on one side with the KKK on the other side. Now, there, I don't know about entertaining, but there is something to watch. And one wonders, I mean, how, I guess you can look at it two different ways. I'm disgusted by the KKK, and I've never liked the Black Panthers. So you got me going away from it no matter what. But think about this country. Say what you will about how we are contorted. But think about the beauty, if you can look at it this way, of a KKK rally. Now, here are the most despicable sons of guns that you can imagine who are white. And then the Black Panthers, who are not exactly wonderful gentlemen in and of their own right either. I don't know what the new Black Panther Party is all about, but I'll tell you, the old Black Panther Party would be something you'd want to stay about 35 miles away from, because they're just as bad as the KKK, only they're black. So now they get together in Charleston, so they don't get together to be together. They just happen to be there at the same time in these rallies. And I'm looking at some pictures of some people who were there, and it sort of was lost on many because there were just rallies and people supporting this group, and you know, in essence, looking at what happened. And we see these tragic moments, the Chattanooga situation, same thing over and over again. We are a troubled country. We are, when it comes to this kind of
stuff. One of our hosts, Dana Lash, was there at the rally.
Yeah.
And she said it got a little crazy. People started throwing things and they started arresting people. But one of the funniest things she posted on Twitter over the weekend was she walked up to the KKK guys and asked them what thread count their sheets were.
And what was the response?
She didn't get one.
I bet she didn't get one.
I just wrote her name down.
Jennifer does the television report in a matter of moments. Some things coming up. George Eads says no to the CSI final. Why would that be? 16 before the hour, 44 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's the summer blowout sale. Genucell, developed out of plant stem cell therapy and technology for the bags and puffiness under your eyes. They've gone one step better. They have a new product called the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, Roberta. It's a powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under your eyes, around your eyes.
In these hours, I definitely need it.
For a beautiful and flawless look. You'll be beautiful and flawless, Roberta.
I'm always flawless.
Really? Well, leave that to the
not lawless.
Leave that to the ages, right?
No.
It does not hide the dark circles like makeup does. By the way, it gets rid of them. So if you'd like to get rid of get rid of, you heard me correctly, get rid of the dark circles under your eyes and around your eyes for that wonderful look that you're imagining you could have again, call 800-543-9262. Order Genucel and the new Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Goes to work in 12 hours, guaranteed to do what we say it'll do, or your money back. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen, calling 800-543-9262. That's like calling all cars, remember? Calling all cars, calling all cars. No. Calling 800-543-9262. You'll also get a luxury gift with your Genucel order today. Do not wait. Call 800-543-9262. A lot of reasons to celebrate. Crazy summer sale. Not only the prices and the things that you get treated for, but the results are there. That's what you love. The results. Get rid of the dark circles. 800-543-9262.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodlook tile, and more. All for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous pre-finished 3/4-inch solid copper heavy hardwood for $3.29 and more from 99 cents. $2 instant savings on our hottest Bellawood back finished hardwood floors. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more.
And 18-month special financing
for the floor you want at the price you deserve. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Need a tractor for tough jobs? Do more for less with a Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged from our proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
All right, television news time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. George Eads, who became well known as Nick Stokes on CSI, says, sorry, not interested. So I'm trying to figure out why he wouldn't go in where everybody who's been on this show over the years, the two-hour finale, not for the season, but it's the end of the show.
Right, the whole show is ending. You know, I'm not a CSI fan, admittedly, and I also am not a fan of people with multiple vowels in their name, because I would call him Eads.
Uh-huh.
And you said Eads? Okay.
Eads is the way you pronounce it, yeah.
Well, this big two-hour finale special is coming up, and the creator of the show had not officially signed George Eads to the script, but he had written him in, his character Nick, into the script, thinking that he was just going to come back. Well, George Eads said, no, not so fast. He's not the only one who won't be appearing in the CSI finale. Elizabeth Shue will not be reprising her role of Julie Finley.
If she wasn't that important, he was.
Well, there
he
you
was
go.
Big, so he was a big guy.
Otherwise, everybody else is coming back. The finale special, if you want to mark your calendar, coming up September 17th on CBS. MTV has been causing a stir for the last couple of weeks, Dougie, on social media. They did a documentary called White People, and it was getting one of the challenges in putting this together was getting people to talk about race when they didn't feel the issue concerned them. Many people quoted as saying that being white was the default race or normal. So the filmmaker Taylor recorded white Americans in situations where they were forced to confront racial identity issues. He found a white man who went to a black college. He found teachers at a South Dakota reservation where resentment towards whites, obviously, very palpable. So the documentary, the trailer was released last week. It went nuts on social media. The full film debuts this week if you want to see what all the fuss is about, Wednesday at 8 p.m. on MTV. Brett Baer is signing a brand new contract with Fox News. He's been with the network for a long time. He signed a multi-year deal with Fox News Channel.
Why do you bring that up? Seriously, because Fox
because
is not
the
most...
Because it was in the prep, Dougie.
Yeah, I know. But this...
Speaking of Fox News, they were hit with a $4.5 million lawsuit for walking away from a reality TV show that they were supposed to do. So, you know, for Rupert Murdoch, though, $4.5 million, pocket change, right?
I'm interested in Netflix adding 3.28 million subscribers in the second quarter of this year. These people
are just
lining up to get onto Netflix. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're young at heart, for it's hard you will find to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart. Now time for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to join us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an update on some of the important medical discoveries and information that's published in the journals this week, starting with an overview of secondhand smoke yet again. This, it would seem, Ken, that we already know everything there is to know, but we apparently don't.
Well, I wouldn't be talking about it if we did. This is out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine just this week, Doug. Each year, nearly 800,000 Americans suffer a stroke. Stroke causes one of every 19 deaths in America, and it's the leading cause of disability in America. The news this week is that exposure to secondhand smoke may increase non-smokers' risk of stroke by nearly one-third, so we're talking about the odds of a brain attack being boosted by 30%.
Wow.
Woo.
That's amazing. Why in the world is this illegal? Why? How is this legal? How is smoking illegal when the impact is so great, not only on the people that smoke, but on the people that are around smokers?
Woof. Exactly.
All right. Antidepressants and painkillers, not necessarily a good combo, right?
Well, more bad news this week for those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, such as Advil and Motrin. Taking these painkillers together with antidepressant drugs, Doug, increases the risk of bleeding into the skull. Both of the drugs interfere with the production of platelets and complicates the body's ability to stop bleeding.
All right, what do you make of the story that I saw about Tylenol and those sorts of things, the fever reducers? The treatise that I read, Ken, suggests that we need not kill the fever because that's the body is trying to get rid of something, and the warmer the body is, the easier it gets rid of it. But we take painkillers or fever reducers, and that slows down the getting rid of whatever the problem is.
Well, there is some to that. The fever is a response to inflammation, which fights the problem. But it's hard to be comfortable, and a lot of that is just to make it bearable as you fight the infection.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So you do want to lower the temperature so it's livable.
Got it. All right, let's talk about July being Heart Health Month. You're a cardiologist here on Good Day. You know the facts. You know how nitric oxide levels as we get older are dropping. American Heart Association says that you need to have an enhancement, and that comes in the form of nitric oxide, and man, we've got a delivery system for that.
Exactly, Doug. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because I finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in our body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichoke, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our body's super beets. It's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Super beets, it's also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which will allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right. So if you would like to get onto the Good Day Heart Health Challenge, call 800-655-4183. Take the challenge. You order a regular order of Super Beets. They'll send you Neo 40, which is a product that helps you get charged up faster. Also send you a free book about beets, saliva testing strips so you know what the status is in your body. Free shipping. Mention Dr. Ken when you call 800-655-4183. The Heart Health Challenge during the month of July. Important stuff for all of you and your family. 800-655-4183.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.